My favorite movie. Oh, can it be a series?
Yeah.
Rush Hour. That's what I'm talking about.
My favorite movie is The Lion King. It's a cute movie, and I feel like it's nice that Simba went through that whole thing of losing his father and his being away from home and then coming back and, you know, being there for everyone.
Remember the Titans? And it's an old football movie with Denzel Washington. It talks about a white football team merging with a black football team and how they had to overcome the racism of their time and like come together and play a sport they all love.
You know, I was always a Denzel Washington fan. So Malcolm X was an amazing movie, obviously. So I'd say it's between two movies. They're both Denzel Washington movies. It's between Malcolm X and I think the movie's John Q, the story of his son needing a transplant. And that was a really meaningful movie, especially with the whole healthcare business that we see now and things of that sort. And I could relate sometimes when I had my sick kids, you know, and I couldn't take them to the hospital because I wouldn't be able to afford the bills.
Back in the day, one thing that all my friends and I would always get into was Dragon Ball Z. And one thing that actually I like about this, an idea of the undertones, was that the strongest person, whose name is Goku, was always the one who was the most pure-hearted.
Toy Story, because all of them. It's because I grew up watching it.
My favorite movie, maybe Man of Steel, you know, so I could be like him one day.
Matrix is a great movie. It's just we think we're eating real steak and maybe we're not eating real steak. It's just make-believe. What is reality? And understanding the reality of this life versus the afterlife. Once we grasp that, then this whole thing shatters.
Yeah, my favorite movie is A Walk to Remember. That's kind of sad. And why? I don't know, it's just a cute movie that I like to watch. Just, I like it.
In fact, there is one thing that was given to me when I was very young by my father, and I was surprised that he was asking me to watch a movie. And it was 12 Angry Men. And this movie is, up to now, essential in my life, because this is where you are convinced by a truth, and at the same time, having a doubt.
I can say my favorite movie would be Matilda, because it's like a classic, and I don't know, it's really funny. So.
My favorite TV series would have to be Psych, about a fake psychic detective. I don't know, it's just whenever I watch it, it's really witty.
Whenever I think of a movie, I think of The Shawshank Redemption. It's pretty powerful. It's just like about the main character, Andy Dufresne, and how he's been framed, convicted of, you know, a murder that he did not commit. And it's a struggle for him to escape. And you know, you could sort of pertain that to Muslims because we're sort of convicted of something that we were never a part of. And now we have to fight for ourselves out of the situation.
Looking at now in perspective of our many years and with my changing attitudes towards film, I would say, even though with some points of reservation, I would say the message. It is so powerful, so impactful, and I was mentioning to you while we were coming here that in my teaching of Islamic, you know, courses in Islam at St. Mary's University, I showed that film several times, and every time I find that the students are very, very much impacted by it. It's not only Muslim students who are taking the course, but half or more in the class from other faith communities are very much touched by it.
I like The Incredibles.
My favorite film is Steven Spielberg's Schindler's List. It has this magic that I feel lost while watching it. Am I watching a documentary or a feature or a narrative? It feels so real and original. It's a masterpiece, and it's as perfect as movies can get.